You're listening to K-Hum, Ani DeFranco. You had time. We were both talking about how beautiful that song was.
Yeah, old school Ani.
Yeah, you know, she's a wonderful producer. She produced the new Peter Mulvey album, which was right before that. You heard a track off of it. Yeah, which is cool. That got fully funded by a Kickstarter, which is awesome. I was just looking for the disc, but I seem to have...
Do you think Kickstarter or GoFundMe is more effective? Do they have Kickstarter or GoFundMe?
I don't know. I think it depends on your project.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can choose for, some of them you have to have, you have to meet your goal or surpass it to get the money.
Or you don't get anything.
Or you don't get anything. And then some of them, they take a percentage, I guess. Yeah. So I don't know how it all works. I guess whenever I want to start up a fundraising campaign, I'd look to find out which one best. What are your feelings on Kickstarter and GoFundMe?
I don't know. I've heard interesting uses for both of them. So I think it really depends on the project is what I've heard. They're sort of project specific. Some things are better, one-off projects and things like that. But I don't really know.
Interesting. Well, it's something to look into.
Indeed.
Dun, dun, dun. But something else to look into.
Indeed, this coming weekend, it begins.
The Farmer's Market.
April 1st, the Arcata Plaza main season market opens. We're very excited.
So get ready to get tons of fresh local vegetables and meats.
Humanely raised meats and eggs. We got honey. We've got tons of baked goods, gluten-free, vegan, traditional, glutinous.
Favorite moment at the farmer's market is whenever it's strawberry season. And it feels like everybody has strawberries and they can just walk through.
Definitely. We've got two Fortuna strawberry vendors, although given these late winter rains, I don't know that they'll be ready for us yet. So we'll see. But we do expect those to come around soon, if not this weekend. Lots of fresh produce. It's asparagus season. And, we're seeing tons of winter veggies and root crops and things like that. Also, herbs and flowers and tons of fruit and veggie starts for your garden also, because it's planting season. So everybody's getting ready for the start of the growing season. And we're really excited. We're going to have Bayou Swamis with us this weekend performing at the market.
Awesome. So all the bands are going to continue on as they happen. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to have bands going from now through November. And it's a different band every week, so you should check out our website, humfarm.org, to look at the band schedule. We try to get listed online calendars, too, but that doesn't always happen. We're very busy these days. So
the Bayou Swamis, they're pretty fun.
They're super fun, and it's their tradition to be our first market band. So that's really exciting. They're Zydeco and Two-Step music, so it's a really good way to start out the season.
How many years have you had bands at the farmer's market?
Oh, that's a good question.
It's been a while, right?
So we're actually the longest continuously running market in the state of California.
Awesome. High five.
Yeah, high five.
What was the year that the...
They got together and started advocating for the market in 1978, and 1979 was our first season.
Awesome.
Yeah, we were in one of the first four certified farmers markets in the state. And we were only on two sides then, and we were started by a handful of farmers that got together and decided that they wanted to have a direct market opportunity, direct to the consumer. And this is before farmers markets really took off on a nationwide level. And we worked with the California Department of Food and Ag to get that off the ground. And it was originally just volunteer run by the farmers themselves. And then the market has just slowly grown over the years. The market manager position was originally a volunteer position, and then it was a part-time pay position. And now we've got a handful of staff running all of our markets. So I think the music thing started over 20 years ago, but that's, before my time. I don't really know exactly.
Cool, but that was a great back history of the farmer's market, which is neat.
Yeah.
And so the North Coast Growers Association is the overseer of the farmer's market.
Yeah, the North Coast Growers Association runs five markets. We run the Arcata Plaza main season market, which is our flagship market.
That's the one that starts Saturday.
Yeah, that's the one that starts Saturday. And we also have a winter market. Technically, that market goes all year round, but it's much smaller and we don't have music during the winter because, weather. And then we also have our weekday markets that go from June through October. So we have two markets in Eureka on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
In Old Town, right?
Mm-hmm. Old Town on Tuesdays and Henderson Center on Thursdays. And then we also have a new market this year in Willow Creek, on Thursday evenings. So that's the first time in a long time that there's been a farmer's market in Willow Creek.
That'll be awesome for Willow
Creek.
Really
exciting. Yeah, Willow Creek needs stuff to do in the evenings in the summertime. So they're actually having the market in the center of town there by the Bigfoot Museum, you know, where the bathrooms are.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so that's going to be on Thursday evenings from 5 to 8. And then we also have an afternoon market in McKinleyville on Thursday afternoons at the new Eureka Natural Foods up there. And that's from 3:30 to 6:30. So
lots of opportunities mm-hmm. in order to get fresh produce.
Yeah, lots of opportunities.
Yeah, if you're busy like I am on Saturdays most of the time, that's the worst part about being busy on Saturday mornings is that I can't always make it out to the big farmer's market in Arcata. There are several other times in which you can get some fresh produce.
Definitely. And we're always encouraging people. We still have room for agricultural vendors. So if there's anybody out there that grows produce and wants to sell at the farmer's markets, just give us a ring. Let us know.
Awesome. And what's the website again?
Humfarm.org. And our phone number is 441-9999.
Okay. Awesome. And I'll put this on the website probably sometime this afternoon.
Great.
Awesome.
Thank you, Bailey. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for stopping by. Let's go ahead and take a short break, and then we'll play some more tunes, probably some Tori Amos up next.
Yeah.
You're listening to K-Hum. We wanted to also quickly address CalFresh.
Yeah. Yeah, so at all of our farmers markets, we welcome CalFresh shoppers that have EBT cards. Mm-hmm. And we also wanted to let folks know that they can stretch their dollars at market by getting a bonus, up to a bonus $10 in matching tokens that they can spend on fruits and veggies at the market. So it helps stretch people's food dollars to spend at the farmers market, and to also sort of switch the idea around the fact that farmers market produce is too expensive. When you shop in season and local, it's actually quite affordable. So
why do people think that that's more expensive?
I think they're used to grocery store prices and aren't always familiar with shopping seasonally. So when you do shop seasonally, when there's a lot of that product being grown at the moment.
Like asparagus right now.
Right, like asparagus right now, or like summer squash when it's the height of the summer squash season. And no matter what you do, you can't get away from it. You can actually get it a lot cheaper at market oftentimes than you can at a grocery store, which is really great. And furthermore, the profit margin is higher for the farmer. So even though you might be paying the same or less cost than you would at the grocery store, the farmer receives a higher amount of that dollar. So by shopping at farmers markets, you're actually supporting the local farming community and ag community that Humboldt County is so well known for.
And it's healthier for you to eat seasonally.
Indeed. You often get, because also the produce is produced more locally, you get higher nutritional value and flavor content than you do in conventionally produced foods.
Awesome.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. So come on down and shop at market this weekend.
Awesome. All right. We're going to go ahead and get back into the tunes now with Tori Amos. And we were just talking because I was playing the Ani DeFranco song about songs that influenced us when mm-hmm. we were younger. And we talked about Tori Amos and about how amazing this Little Earthquakes album is.
Yeah. It was one of the very first formative albums I experienced as a girl.
And this song is, I don't know. It's really cool. It's my favorite on the album.
Yeah.
It's Happy Phantom.
Very happy.
Very happy.